performance of the contract, which talks about the execution of the contract on the part of the seller and the buyer. Performance means the seller is ready now to deliver the goods and the buyer is now giving his approval to accepting the goods by merely not acknowledging the receipts, but is actually ready to accept the goods from the seller with a payment of price. So this reciprocal promise on the part of the seller and the buyer by delivering the goods as well as payment of price is what this chapter talks about on performance of the contract. We now move with the important concepts in this chapter. Delivery of goods. Section 2, subsection 2 defines delivery as a voluntary transfer of possession of goods from one person to another. Delivery of goods may be actual or symbolic, such as a bill of lading, railway receipt, etc. So friends, here you have to understand that delivery means a transfer of possession from one person to another. It takes place normally in three forms, which is called actual, which could be symbolic, which could be constructive. Actual, when the seller physically handles the delivery and gives the possession unto the buyer, it's called actual. When he gives the keys to a car or a vehicle, it is called symbolic. It is also taking place when a bill of lading or an RR, which is a railway receipt, is a document of title entitling the buyer to get the goods against these documents. It could be a constructive delivery wherein the goods are in the hands of a bailee or a carrier who possesses the goods and acknowledges the receipt unto the buyer. So these are the three fundamental kinds of delivery. The rules of delivery are as follows. Mode of delivery. Rule 1 says the mode of delivery can be either actual, it can be either symbolic, or it can be constructive, which is mutually decided by the seller and the buyer. Delivery and payment. Once the goods are delivered, the seller tells the buyer, kindly be ready to make the payment of price unto me, so that the delivery and payment are concurrent or simultaneous transactions which have to take place. Part delivery. The seller tells the buyer, in case you want a delivery of one portion, I'm ready to do it. But, of course, it will mean that this part takes care of the whole, so that a part delivery is considered to be the delivery of the remaining part at the convenience of both the seller and the buyer. Buyer to apply for delivery. The seller tells the buyer, unless you tell me as to where exactly I have to deliver, I shall not deliver the goods. So it's the primary duty of the buyer to indicate to the seller the requirements as regards delivery, failing which he cannot file a suit for the price of the goods. Place of delivery. There is an indication here whereby the seller tells the buyer that goods will be delivered during business hours at a place as indicated in the contract. Now, if the place is not indicated, it will have to be indicated by the buyer unto the seller. Question is, shall it be done immediately or obviously after a period of time? The reasonable period of time will depend on the contract. If the buyer says it is required to be given immediately or with immediate effect, the seller has to give delivery immediately as regards time. The demand may be made at a reasonable hour, which means during business hours, wherein the time is indicated before midnight. The buyer is required to acknowledge the receipt of the goods, and the seller is required to make any delivery at the place within a reasonable time. And what is reasonable time will be determined according to the circumstances of the case. Goods in possession of a third person. Supposing there is a bailee. Supposing there is a carrier who is having the goods on behalf of the buyer. The bailee has to inform the buyer that, look, the goods are in my hands. I will acknowledge the same and deliver it to you accordingly, which means goods in possession of a third person. The expenses and cost of delivery. The seller initially undertakes the cost of transportation, and thereafter, once the goods are loaded, he tells the buyer, the goods are now at your risk. So therefore, initially, the payment and expenses will be borne by the seller and thereafter by the buyer. Installment delivery. Normally, unless there is an agreement otherwise, there is no area as to where the seller delivers goods by installments. But if there is an agreement to the contrary, wherein the buyer says, I will take a part of the goods and make the payment according to the part therein, there has to be an agreement to that effect, failing which there can be no installment delivery unless otherwise agreed between the parties. Delivery of a wrong quantity. This often happens in transactions between the seller and the buyer. Short delivery. What is short delivery? The seller has delivered an article which is less than what is contracted for. The buyer has ordered for 50 tons. The seller has given 40 tons. Now, what is the option available? The option is the buyer rejects the goods, or he takes the goods and then tells the seller, I don't mind paying for the amount that I have received, or he's entitled to reject the goods totally. Excess delivery, it means more than what is contracted. He had asked for 50 tons, but the seller has given 70 tons. Now what happens? Here, the buyer can either reject the goods totally or accept the 50 and reject the 20. Or reject the 70 completely. Mixed delivery. For example, it is mixed with other goods, so that where the seller delivers to the buyer goods, the goods that he contracted to sell, but it is mixed with goods of a different description, buyer has two options. Well, the seller has undertaken to sell sugarcane candy. The buyer has accepted, but unfortunately, it is mixed with beet sugar. Now, there are two varieties. One is of sugarcane and one is of beet sugar. Both the varieties have got mixed up. What is the buyer required to do in the event of such a mixture? He has a right to totally reject the goods. He has a right to take only the sugarcane sugar and reject the beet, or obviously, once he has accepted the sugar cane sugar, he is required to pay for the same. So he can reject the whole or accept the goods which are in accordance with the contract and reject the rest. If there is a delivery to a carrier who is a transporter, the seller has to be very clear that it is his responsibility, namely the carrier's responsibility, to deliver the goods safely unto the buyer. Because if he doesn't undertake this contract, the seller will be responsible for any loss during transportation or in transit. Acceptance of delivery by the buyer. Acceptance of goods by the buyer. I think we have already seen to this area wherein the buyer not only acknowledges the receipt of the goods, but he says, yes, I accept the goods totally and I will make the payment according to the terms and conditions in the contract. Now, Mr. Seller, you are required to allow the buyer to examine the goods in order to see whatever you have sent by way of the sample and the bulk are in consonance or similar to each other. Whenever it is accepted, well, the buyer has to pay the price for the same. Supposing the buyer has rejected the goods, is he required to return it back? No, he's required not to return it back. In the event that the seller doesn't take it back, the buyer has every right to file a suit like a bailee to claim damages from the seller. Buyer is liable for neglect or refusal. The seller has delivered the goods, but the buyer refuses now to accept delivery. What are the options available to the seller? The seller can rescind the contract and obviously file a case for damages against the seller, and he can file a suit for the price of the goods. Rights of the buyer and the duties of the buyer. Buyer, he has every right to receive delivery of the goods. He has a right to repudiate. What is the meaning of repudiate? It means to reject the goods. If the seller commits a breach of the contract, he has every right to have a reasonable opportunity to examine the goods and to sue the seller for any damages for non-delivery of the goods. So if the goods are not delivered, he has every right to file a suit for damages. What are the duties of the buyer? He has to pay for the goods and take delivery thereof. He applies for the delivery of the goods as the seller is not bound to deliver until the buyer applies for delivery. We have seen this as one of the rules which says buyer to apply for delivery before the seller executes. So Mr. Buyer, you're required to first give an application unto the seller as to where exactly and what are the terms and conditions with regard to execution of the delivery. To demand delivery at a reasonable time, which means at what point of time you require. Is it during business hours? Is it immediate? Is it after a certain period of time? And what is reasonable time will have to depend on the circumstances of the case. And to take risk of deterioration in the course of transit. Mr. Buyer, once the property is given to you, the loss is borne by you. So therefore, when we have seen the cost of delivery, we have seen that the initial cost, that is just putting the goods on board the railway or the ship, up to that point of time, it is the seller's responsibility. But in course of transit, any loss or damage will now have to be borne by the buyer. Rights of the buyer: to recover the amount paid if the seller fails to deliver the goods. To sue the seller for specific performance of the contract in case the seller has failed to perform. And in case it is an article where specific performance, we have already seen in Contract Act, what is specific performance? It means the buyer tells the court through a court order, ask the seller to redo the act again. That is called specific performance. And therefore, if this is sought to be done in specific cases, it is through a court order. To sue the seller for damages for a breach of warranty, wherein if there is any incidental stipulation which is not complied by the seller, the buyer has a right to sue for damages. In case of a breach of contract by the seller, when the buyer sues for the refund of the price, buyer has the right to claim interest on the amount of the price paid from the payment date whenever it is due. What are his duties? The duty is to accept the goods as per the terms and conditions of the contract, to compensate the seller for any loss occasioned by his neglect or refusal to take delivery of the goods, and for reasonable charges for care and custody of the goods, which means if the seller refuses to take back or he neglects on his part, the buyer has a right to file a case against the seller for any charges as regards as a bailee for preserving and having a safe custody of the goods. Rights of the seller: he receives the price of the goods. To receive compensation or sue for damages for any loss occasioned by neglect, refusal of the buyer to take delivery of the goods. To receive reasonable charges for care and custody of the goods. If he is an unpaid seller, he has a right of lien, stoppage in transit and resale. Well, we have explained the three terminologies. A right of lien means to confiscate or keep back the goods. stoppage in transit. The seller has given it to the transporter, thinking that the buyer will pay the price. But the buyer has not paid. He tells the transporter, return the goods back to me when it is in the course of transportation. And that is called stoppage in transit. And finally, he tells the buyer, I have a right to now resell the goods to a third party, which is called the rights of an unpaid seller, which we will be looking into shortly. Duties of the seller to compensate the buyer in case he repudiates the contract or commits any breach of contract. Which means if the buyer at the last minute rejects the goods or commits a breach of contract, here is the seller who is required to compensate the buyer whenever the seller rejects the contract or commits any breach of the terms and conditions. He is required to give a reasonable opportunity to the buyer to examine the goods and to refund the amount paid by the buyer in case he fails to deliver the goods. To sue the buyer for damages for wrongfully neglecting or refusing to accept. To recover the interest from the buyer if there is a specific agreement to that effect. To sue for the price of the goods. To sue for damages on the buyer for repudiating the contract. What are the duties of the seller? To compensate the buyer in case of a delivery of a wrong quantity. Well, friends, we've already seen in section 39, it could be an excess delivery. It could be a short delivery. It could be a mixed delivery. In all these three circumstances, seller, you're bound to compensate the buyer. To deliver the goods whenever the buyer demands the delivery thereof. To compensate the buyer for any loss occasioned by his neglect or refusal to take delivery of the goods. And also for any reasonable charge for care and custody of the goods. We now come to carriage by sea, section 39, subsection 3. There could be a shipment on board a ship which is under a bill of lading. A bill of lading is a document of title whenever goods are on board a ship. In case of sea transit, it is the duty of the seller to so as to see that the goods are insured, which is thrown normally on the buyer. The three common types of contracts are CIF contracts. CIF stands for cost, insurance and freight. It includes the price of the goods, the insurance of the goods which is affected by the seller, and the freight charges, which means the transportation. The seller agrees to sell the goods inclusive of all the three prices. FOB, free on board. The seller puts the goods on board at his own expense. No sooner the goods are placed on the board of the ship, the seller's liability ends. And the buyer's liability now commences or begins. The seller gives the notice of the shipment to the buyer to enable him to now insure the goods. Ex-ship contracts. The seller does not merely ship the goods, but he has to deliver the goods to the buyer after the arrival of the ship on the port of the delivery to the buyer's place, wherever the goods are to be delivered at his own expense. And finally, we come down to FOB. It is free on road or free on rail. Here is a delivery which prima facie takes place. Now, what is the meaning of prima facie? Prima, primarily, first hand. Facie, on the face of it, apparently. Takes place when the goods are put on a road transport or rail, inclusive of all the charges of putting the goods on road transport or on rail. Thank you very much. I think we have now understood the performance of the contract by both the seller and the buyer, wherein the seller undertakes his task to deliver the goods, while the buyer undertakes the task to perform the contract by payment of price. And therefore, the delivery of goods and its acceptance by the buyer through a simultaneous transaction of payment of the price is the area which undertakes performance of contracts with the various rules regarding delivery. Thank you very much.